You might have heard the report on Morning Edition today about resistance in Idaho to restrictions to stave off COVID-19. Here's Republican State Legislator Heather Scott.
Quite frankly, I don't know why Idaho is falling in line with some of the most liberal governors across this nation.
But among Idahoans taking the outbreak seriously, Jessica Schneider, a nurse in Boise, 2 weeks ago she heard New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issue this call.
As governor of New York, I am asking healthcare professionals across the country, if you don't have a healthcare crisis in your community, please come help us in New York now.
So Jessica loaded up her car and drove east, leaving behind a largely white rural state, moving into a Marriott in New York that's free for healthcare workers, and working at the public New York City Health and Hospitals Harlem site in the heart of one of New York's biggest black neighborhoods. She joins us on a break. And Jessica, first, what was it about Cuomo's call that got you into your car?
I think there's something about nurses. We are here to help people. We're people who care. We want to help. We want to be there. Even when we're tired and hungry and need to pee, people need to understand, you know, nurses on any given day, we might pee one time. We might not eat for 12 and a half hours. We're on our feet. You know, it's really hard for our significant others and our children and families to understand.
Well, thank you for putting it so bluntly, because it is true. It is not healthy to not, you know, visit the ladies' room. I mean, this is the real deal. And so here you are in New York City and in an inner city healthcare facility. And we already know that African Americans are disproportionately being hit by COVID-19. Tell us what you're seeing.
I'm seeing a hospital that's already not well stocked. So we don't have enough pulse ox machines. Those are machines that just keep track of your heart rate and your oxygen status. I'm seeing not enough DynaMaps on our floor, just not enough equipment. Mm-hmm. And it's now tenfold with COVID-19. And it is incredibly difficult to do a good job. Here in New York, I hear in the city that their patient ratios are higher than what they are typically around the rest of the United States. Most hospitals, it's typically 1 to 4, 1 to 5. Their regular, apparently, around here is 7. And then you put COVID-19 in and being short-staffed, some floors are having 12 patients to one nurse. You can't do it. These are total care patients. They can't get up and go to the bathroom by themselves. I mean, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
I'm sure, you know, you always have had respect for fellow nurses, but it's probably been heightened now seeing what these nurses that you're joining are going through. We see pictures of people on gurneys in the halls. I mean, what are you seeing?
Yes, the hospital is run out of beds, so a lot of patients are on stretchers. And it's heartbreaking because they're on these stretchers for days at a time. There's no beds to put them on. It's a lot.
Oh. Do you need a moment?
No, it just, you watch the news and they tell you it's just a whole lot different when you have to experience it. And then there's not enough people. There's not enough people to help. And then you hear that there's all these people who are waiting. I waited, right? I was called to work and then I waited to actually get called to duty. And you get here and it's like, wait a minute. We need more people. We need more help. We need help.
Do you think, Jessica Schneider, that people are dying because there's not enough people to help them?
I don't know officially if that makes a difference at the end of the day. Do I think that the level of care is changed because of it? Greatly. We as nurses are trained for nursing excellence. And I am not delivering nursing excellence. I am getting by.
Who are you seeing on these stretchers? Is it older people? Do you have time to even? Obviously, you're saying you can't do the nursing that you want, but can you at least make someone comfortable?
As best as I can. And I will say this, that 99% of these patients here are incredibly thankful and lovely. They're just lovely human beings who are so appreciative. So makes it worth it at the end of the day.
Jessica, what would you say to people back in Boise, Idaho? You know, your governor there issued a stay-at-home order. You know, Idaho doesn't have a huge amount of cases, but more per capita than California because so few people.
Yeah, Blaine County, which is where Sun Valley is, right? So super famous people live there. Very, very different than Harlem. Stay home. Everybody stay home. Wash your hands. Social distance. This is not anything I thought I'd ever see in my lifetime, and I sure as heck don't ever want to see it again.
Well, and you have people in your state. I don't want you to wade into the politics of this, but you know very well you've got lawmakers, Republican State Rep Heather Scott in Blanchard, who referred to the governor's mandate as unconstitutional, un-American, not the Idaho way. You're laughing. You know, you've got your Bonner County Sheriff Darrell Wheeler, who said, release us to go on with our normal business. You know that there's pushback. People holding church services.
You know, I listened to a podcast and I thought it was really interesting because they were talking about the adjectives that we use for this and that saying at war and all of this maybe isn't the right adjectives to be using. And a better one is education. You're not educated well about the situation when you look at it that way. That doesn't mean that you're not intelligent. I'm just saying that for some people, if you don't experience it and it's not in your backyard, then you can have a really high opinion. At a time like this, you have to be told what to do, because if it happens in your backyard, you're going to be utterly devastated, because it's not just going to happen to you. It's going to happen to many, many people that you know, love, and care about. And one minute they will be fine, and the next minute they will be dying. And nobody wants to go through that.
And Jessica Schneider is in New York, not back in Boise. And it sounds like, as the governor said, people in Boise, do you want New Yorkers to come and help you, which, you know, may have to happen. I guess, Jessica Schneider, you've been terrific in bringing us into this hospital in Harlem. Can you just tick through some of the things you're seeing, maybe faces that have stayed with you, memories that you're going to take back with you to Boise?
Oh, yeah. We've got nurses from all over the country, nurse practitioners, respiratory therapists. I met a respiratory therapist from Kentucky today. I worked with a nurse practitioner from Oklahoma the last couple of days. Nurses from Mobile, Alabama, from Florida, from Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's awesome to see your country come together, who are not part of the armed forces, right? We are nurses. We are healthcare workers. We are so proud to come and to help. And I love how thankful to all of the staff here at Harlem are. And they've been amazing at doing their best to try and help us figure out where stuff are, know what codes we need to know to open up doors. It's all hands on deck. All hands on deck.
Okay.
Can I just say, it's been really hard. Here at Harlem, this is a very old hospital, 4 and 5 people stuffed in rooms. I've never seen a hospital like this before. I've only ever worked in hospitals that have, you know, private rooms and all that sort of stuff. And there's something about people who don't have a whole lot. They're willing to give everything that they've got. I had a granddaughter today who dropped off coffee and hot chocolate and 2 dozen donuts for the floor from Dunkin' Donuts. And, you know, she can't come up to the floor to see her family. But it's huge because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't know how much money that they have, but they're always so willing to give. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's Jessica Schneider, who drove from Boise, Idaho to New York City after Governor Cuomo asked health workers for help. She now works at New York City Health Harlem. Jessica, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for your work.
Thanks so much.
Here at Harlem, we are the voice of a young woman from Boise, Idaho. We are.